This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. This story is from our episode about autism and navigating school. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. The school district of Philadelphia has more than 5,000 students who are on the autism spectrum and need services. Some of the city's public schools have autism support classes. Many do not. The district is also underfunded. Despite these challenges, autism researchers are trying to bring best practices for teachers into the classroom. Alan Yu has more.
Constance Jones gets up at 5 in the morning, sometimes earlier, to start preparing food for the day. A few hours later, her 6-year-old son Austin starts his schoolwork. Austin was diagnosed with autism when he was 2 years old. Now that he's kindergarten age, Constance homeschools him, and he also takes online classes in front of a laptop on the kitchen table.
Austin, welcome.
Say hi.
Hi.
If you would like to sing the Days of the Week song, put your microphone on. Wait till I say go.
Do you want to sing?
Okay, I got a couple of mics.
Yes.
One.
Yes. All right, ready?
Two. Three. Sing. Go. There's
Later, the kids learn how to count by 10, up to 100.
Oh, next up, Austin. Go ahead and skip count by 10s, Austin.
Ready? Go.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
100. Way to go, Austin.
Sometimes Austin gets up and moves around, and Constance keeps him on track.
Where are you going?
The lesson goes on for about an hour. Austin practices counting and how to tell the difference between even and odd numbers with some help from Constance.
So, 5. Do you think 5 is even or odd?
Odd!
Yeah.
When the lesson is over, Constance lets him play Legend of Zelda on his Nintendo Switch, which he is quite good at. On the whole, this has been a good morning.
I'm glad you guys got to see like the reality, though, because also I want you guys to see how he is. Like, this is raw how we are, and to be honest, this is a better day than other days, because other days he may really not feel like, you know, because it's different when you're not sitting in a classroom with other kids. So sometimes I let him, like, you know, move around for like a couple minutes, okay, come back, because you do gotta pay attention.
Learning at home has been good for Austin. When Austin was 2, Constance noticed he struggled with speaking and seemed to lag behind in his language development. She took him to get tested, and he was diagnosed with autism at a children's hospital.
I'm gonna be real. It was scary. It was scary. I cried a lot because I was confused.
Constance did not know that much about autism, but she knew she had to prepare Austin for school. She started to look for resources and guidance, but she says the school district and daycare staff she talked to did not seem to know too much about autism either.
It's difficult when you're looking at schools in the public school because you cannot call them and say, hey, what's the best school for a child with autism? Because they honestly really do not know, unless they know the principal or the person, the special education director.
Their neighborhood public school did not have room for Austin in the autistic support class. So Constance took him to the next closest school, which happened to be the one she went to herself when she was growing up. And that's where Austin started kindergarten last year. Constance talked to the staff to make sure they knew Austin is on the autism spectrum and needs special services. They mapped out a plan for his education called an Individualized Education Program, or IEP. It's designed for students with disabilities, like autism and speech and language impairments. But despite the planning, Austin struggled in class. Sometimes he would be too shy and not participate. Other times, he would get frustrated or get in trouble.
When there were issues, I would get like a message that would say, hey, Austin did this with other kids in the class, and because of that, we're taking away recess or we're taking away lunch.
Constance says the problem is that Austin often did not understand what he was getting punished for, especially if he was just imitating things he saw other kids do.
It was, if this child does something and we see you're doing it, now you're getting in trouble too. And that was not computing to him.
Constance went to the school often.
I'm a home health aide, and I can pretty much put my schedule around Austin. So anytime there was an issue, it wasn't just texting, I'm going to come up there. So I talked to the principal, and he would evade me.
After a few months, Constance felt like it was just not working out.
It becomes more of, are you guys just babysitting my child, or are you actually trying to help them educationally? And it feels like for a lot of these schools, they're just babysitting.
That's when she decided to homeschool Austin. That way she can give him the one-on-one attention he needs to learn. And she can adjust if he is really having a bad day without having to worry about him keeping up with the rest of the class.
I'm not as concerned about him having to be around 25 kids or 15 kids if the teacher can't control the classroom. I'm more concerned, can my son read?
Constance also created support networks for herself. One of those is a Facebook group she started for parents in Philadelphia who have children on the autism spectrum and believe the city needs to offer more options. I talked to a few parents from that group about their experiences. Some of their main concerns were kids with autism not getting enough attention, not really learning, and being disciplined for behaviors that are part of their neurodiversity. David Mandel is familiar with these concerns. He's a researcher. David directs a program at the University of Pennsylvania that specializes in improving education for students with autism. His program has worked with the School District of Philadelphia for more than a decade.
Principals don't go to school to learn evidence-based instruction and supports for kids on the autism spectrum. It probably was touched on once in one of their classes. And so we are thrilled when we go to a school and we find a principal who has any kind of special education background.
David's team works with teachers to help them use the best evidence out there when it comes to working with students on the autism spectrum. And he says what these students need and what they'll respond to is not always intuitive. So the program aims to teach the teachers.
It has been the best training I had received as an educator. The training was focused and specialized for students with autism.
Donna Dodd is an autism support coordinator and special education teacher for the school district. She has been part of this research partnership since the very beginning, 16 years ago. She says that in the past, before this partnership started in 2008, teachers had to just figure out what to do.
At my school, there were no autistic support classes at that time. I taught students with autism, emotional disturbances, specific learning disabilities, Down syndrome, intellectual disability. You did a lot of research on your own. What are the best strategies?
For David, partnering with the school district is a win-win because his team can both study autism education and help the school district put the latest research into practice. But David says the school district is up against three big hurdles. One is the relative lack of funding in Philadelphia when compared to other school districts in Pennsylvania.
Unlike every other school district in the state, Philly School District doesn't get to levy taxes. So very much working under the whims of city and state administrators.
Earlier this year, a state commission found the school district is underfunded by more than $1 billion. That is the major obstacle to having more classrooms specifically for students on the spectrum, says Natalie Nere, chief of special education and diverse learners at the school district.
In a perfect world where we get all those $1 billion, we would have programs at every school so that every student can attend the school of their choice. And first and foremost, the school of their neighborhood.
She says another issue is hiring and retaining special education teachers. But David says there are also some broader issues that go beyond Philadelphia. For one, it is still difficult to tell just how a student on the autism spectrum is progressing.
If I'm in a general education classroom and I'm following the curriculum and my kid is like getting good grades and seems to be at or above grade level in their performance, I can feel confident that things are going well. With autism, we are lousy at figuring out, based on the skill set or the abilities that this child is showing now, where are they going to be in a year?
And another issue, he says, is that schools, despite their best efforts, are simply not designed for students who have learning differences and need individualized education programs, or IEPs.
I think families often feel like if their child got more resources as a specific form of instruction, their child would do a lot better. And so that creates like a tension often between parents and school administrators. And administrators and teachers vary in their ability to work with parents on those issues. And a lot of times we see teachers who are like amazing teachers, but they didn't go to school to learn how to work with adults. They don't know how to talk with parents about the IEP or the work they're doing in the classroom.
Communication challenges lead to frustration. Parents feel like their kids are being left behind. Some turn to lawyers to demand resources for their children.
It's why we have all these advocacy groups, and there's constant lawsuits about what instruction in general should look like and what resources in these schools should look like. So when like parents say they're struggling with making sure that their child's IEP is met in schools, I believe them. What we should do about it is, I think, open to debate.
For now, David and his team try to find out what works best for kids and help and train individual teachers. And parents like Constance chart what they think is the best path for their child, one day and one lesson at a time.
That story was reported by Alan Yu.